gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. I will tell a cautionary tale about why California must avoid Carly Fiorina at all costs.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Does it have to do with your HP printer?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from any... Listen, it's a story about the fine American struggling to save HP from the damage Carly Fiorina has inflicted on it.
I feel bad for Mark, who is bending over
and
backwards.
And Brent? The fine Americans.
You dragged someone else into this?
Yes, the fine Americans that are trying to save HP. Take a listen, California. Don't let her do it to you, too. Okay, I'll get to that later.
Oh,
StephanieMiller.com is the website. You can email us all there. Executive producer, Chris LeBoy, voice deity, Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. Speaking of great things from California, Congresswoman Loretta Sanchez, of course, one of our very personal favorites, joins us now. Good morning, Congresswoman.
Good morning.
You are zippy this morning.
I am. I have worked out. I've had my egg white omelet, and I'm in D.C., if you can believe that.
Woohoo! What sort of workout does Congresswoman Loretta Sanchez do?
Well, definitely have to get cardio in about 5 days a week.
Uh-huh.
The other two, I'm usually on planes.
What and sort of cardio do
cardio,
we do?
Cardio, well, I prefer to run. I usually run down at the Santa Ana College track when I'm at home because mm-hmm. it's just such a great place. It opens right when it gets, you know, light.
Oh, I'm coming flights. Running with you at the Santa Ana track next time you're back.
The whole neighborhood is there.
Okay.
There's like, you know, grandmas and women who, you know, and they bring some of them bring their kids because it's a very safe environment, you know. And everybody's trying to get healthy. The whole place is there.
You know why it's safe and beautiful? Because it's Congresswoman Loretta Sanchez's district. Now,
well, Santa Ana College, community colleges, you know, are the gems of of our life.
Absolutely.
So, Congresswoman, lots to talk about this morning. But I gotta get your take first. I know that I should not be surprised, but you know, when you read headline after headline that you know Republicans block the small business. I thought they were the party of small business. I mean, are they just going to run on that they are not for anything? I mean, I'm so sick of this storyline that the Democrats are going to take a beating. Don't you think that the Americans at some point are going to pick up a storyline that this party is for stopping anything?
You know, they've been told don't sign up on any bill. Don't, you know, their strategy is they're the party of no. And the reality is that business has to keep going. Government has to keep going. We just don't stop and say, oh, we're not going to do anything between now and elections. We've got 100 days, that's 3 months. People have to go to work. People have to be regulated. We have to clean up the stuff going down in the Gulf. We have to help people who've been hurt in some of these natural disasters. We have to keep doing what we do for NASA and explore. We have to, you know, worry about our satellites up there. We have to worry about our troops in Afghanistan and Iraq and how we get them out of there. We have to continue our diplomatic efforts. You do just not say no, 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 no.
Right. Right. Well, if there's anything that, you know, most people out there know is that small businesses are having a really tough time getting loans. And it just boggles the mind. I mean, the strategy, I get it. They're going to try to make it look like Democrats aren't getting anything done. But, you know, I just hope people are paying attention, Congresswoman, that it is not Democrat. It is Republicans that are just blocking, you know, one thing after another. And it must be terribly frustrating for you.
Sad last night. Last night we were here till 11 o'clock voting, and it was so sad. We were voting on, you know, all these. Remember on 9/11, all these volunteers, all these firemen, people came from around the country, but mostly New Yorkers helped themselves because they were right there and they needed to, and they went out and they saved people and they got people out of the rubble and everything. Well, guess what? These people worked over and over, most of them volunteering, trying to find people, trying to connect families, trying to help, who worked 2, 3, 4, 7 weeks down there in this dust. We all saw that dust come up when those buildings fell down. That was all concrete and asbestos and other things, you know,
right
stuff in the air. They were breathing it. And guess what? Now they're sick. They need help. And the Republicans said no.
Yeah, yeah. It's well, you know, that's a lot of news cycles ago for them, you know. They think no one will notice that. So let's talk about the economy. Obviously, one of the ongoing fights we're having is over the stimulus. And I just, you know, I know we say it till we're blue in the face, but I just don't get how people can say the stimulus has not helped. When you can quantitatively, you know, look on paper and see that it's created, but you know, you can argue about the number, but probably about 2.5 million, right?
You know, all the economists, a majority of the economists, to get economists to agree is one, you know, it's a really, really difficult thing to do. Majority of the economists said, absolutely, this thing worked. We would have fallen into the deep and darkest depression man would have ever known. You know, thank God you guys did this. New York Times had that out on the front page yesterday or the day before. I'll tell you what happened in Orange County. In Orange County alone, $178 million went to public schools, kindergarten through 12th grade, schools that were going to close.
Right.
Okay, so those were teachers and custodians. And what does it say about a country when it closes its schools and it lets its teachers go?
Yeah.
That is about the future. And every school district in Orange County took the money. Everyone needed it. Not, you know, not just because it was Santa Ana, people down in San Clemente, people in Newport Beach. Everybody needed the money.
Right. And you tell parents who just lost their kid's teacher, that's not a real job. wasn't a real job.
You know, oh, I'm sorry. We're going to go and shove you in a class of 120 people.
Oh.
You know, your third grader is going to learn in a class of 120 people because we had to get rid of three teachers. I mean, that's what we were looking at.
You can't learn in that kind of environment at all.
Absolutely cannot. You can't even control 120
right.
third graders in a classroom if you even had a classroom that large enough.
Listen, I can't control one of them. That's why I don't have kids. They're terrifying.
You know, other things. The 91 freeway. Everybody hates the 91 freeway because it's heck any time of the day. And you know what? We put the money in to widen that thing, to get that extra
yeah.
lane in so that people would be at work, fresh, ready to go, instead of having spent 3 hours on the road trying to get to the job that they have.
Yep. That is the cutest thing you've ever said. It's heck. I've never heard a Californian call any freeway backup heck. This is heck. I'm going to be late. Congresswoman, let's, so yeah, I mean, that's, you know, that's the scary thing is, you know, everybody knows this economy is not great and it looks like, you know, we could be headed for a slowdown, correct? But I mean, it's, you know, that's the hard thing is to try to prove a negative, something that didn't happen. But I mean, I got to tell you, I'd rather, you know how there's always those people that are good in emergencies and people that aren't. Who would want to be with a Republican? They freeze. Say, let's just not do anything.
Exactly.
You know, at least we took action and we're headed in the right direction.
You know, we're working at it. We're trying. We've done so much for small business. Look. My Small Business Administration, which is in Santa Ana and covers Orange County, for example, they tell me they've done three times as many loans this year as any other year in the last 10 years. So they're getting money out. And also how did we do that? We don't give the loans. The SBA doesn't give the loans. What we do is we guarantee them. So the community banks look at the numbers of the business, see that it has a reasonable chance of being paid back. But on top of that, we guarantee that if it doesn't get paid back, we raise that limit to 90%. We'll guarantee 90%. That means more of those community banks are lending to the small businesses. What else did we do? We, you know, it used to be if you went to small business, they'd say, well, we only loan $250,000 and above. Well, some businesses need $15,000 or $35,000, not $250,000.
Right.
So we lowered and made a micro lending program for the Small Business Administration. Another thing that we did, we said if you hire people in your business, your small business, and they've been unemployed for more than 6 months, we are going to pay part of that salary.
Right.
I mean, we have been incentivizing small business. And with the health care, we have told small businesses, if you've been trying and wanting to do the right thing and cover your people, but it's too costly, we will pay 35% of the tab if you cover your people today.
Right, right.
That's
Congresswoman,
good.
let's before we, because I know you have to run as well, but I want to talk about the stalking laws. You just had a press conference with our other good friend, Senator Klobuchar, about strengthening stalking laws. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. I can't tell you how many young ladies I know out in Orange County have called me and said, what can I do? I'm being stalked. Now, I put in a stalking bill for the first time. We put in a stalking law in the military because, as you know, I work on the military committee. We did that 2 years ago. When I was doing that, I realized that the current stalking laws for the rest of us, for civilians at the federal level, did not include electronic monitoring, the video thing that happened to Aaron Andrews, for example, internet.
The ESPN reporter.
One out of every four stalkers uses the internet and electronic devices. So we've introduced a bill, and we passed it on Tuesday with the help of Aaron and others. And now Senator Klobuchar is putting it out in the Senate, and we hope to pass it there and get this bill done. It will help people who are being stalked, and there's a lot of it going on.
Yeah, listen, I hear you. Congresswoman Loretta Sanchez, thank you for telling us about your egg whites and your workout and all the good work you're doing on behalf of the great state of California.
And thank you for telling people what's really going on.
All right. Thank you, Congresswoman. Talk to you soon.
Bye now.
There she goes, Congresswoman Loretta Sanchez. My best anti-stalking... What? I found what the answer is, finally. It's being thoroughly unappealing in every way. Also, a lot of my stalkers kind of lazy.
Well,
what?
There was the one.
Shush. Okay. Now I appreciate the security in the building we're in because of my broken leg.
Yeah.
Do you know how hard it is to get in this damn building?
Yes, I know.
You need a card for every... It's like the Bat Cave, for God's sakes.
1, 2, 3, 4.
We need to loosen up security. Yeah. I could use one of my stalkers to come take care of me. I need elder care.
You have to wave your card in front of four different little pads. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to tell a cautionary tale about the Carly Fiorina when we return 18 minutes after the hour. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Side effects may include loss of clothing, rug burn, shortness of breath, and sore abdominals the next morning. What in the world is up?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 23 minutes after the hour. Christian Weller, economist extraordinaire, coming up next hour, along with attorney Gloria Allred, who is on a equal rights amendment hunger strike.
Yep.
She only weighs like 3 pounds as it is.
I know.
We better hurry. We should get to that call sooner. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Trish in Orange County, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hey, Steph.
Hi, Trishicus.
My husband and I just celebrated our 20th wedding anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. And we were at dinner, so I asked him, do you ever dream about being one of Stephanie's future husbands?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, no, I already have a wife that farts and laughs.
Oh, that is so romantic. Thank you, Trish.
Have a good day.
All right. I don't actually fart. It's just a sound effect.
No, you fart sometimes.
No, I do not.
Yes, you do. Or do you fluff?
Exactly. It's cute. Ray in California, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Ray.
Hi. I wanted to change the subject a little bit. I am so peed off about the anti-smoking advocates. I mean, I feel like I'm being discriminated. Mm-hmm. I can't go nowhere and smoke no more. I can't even go to my favorite...
That's because you're killing everyone else.
Oh, no. Everything, you know, all of this pollution is still in the air. The ozone is still here.
But you don't have to make it worse.
Oh, my goodness. Why? I mean, I love smoking. And mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that love smoking.
Listen to you over there, sympathetic smoker.
I don't smoke.
You don't smoke anymore?
I haven't smoked since September.
But don't inflict all of what you don't do on people that do it.
Yes, but
you
they've already done studies sense. About secondhand smoke, so you
but
are hurting someone else.
No, I can't even agree with you on that. You know why?
Well, I don't care if you agree. No, scientists agree.
Secondhand smoke really is no worse than the pollution in Los Angeles.
Oh, please.
Seriously.
Let me just say this. You know, I know plenty of people that smoke, and I mean...
Well, you shouldn't. Stop it. Stop it. Stop now. Stop it.
Nobody caught no
secondhand. All right. Thank you, Ray. I feel like I'm having an argument with my father. We used to, every year, we used to get him that, what's the thing? The gum.
Nicorette.
Yes, Nicorette, and I don't know.
No, Nicorette. That's what they sold in the 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't have nicotine gum in the 70s. You had to go to, like, the Schick Center or something.
Decade-long of begging him to stop smoking. All right.
Did you send him to the Schick Center where they Oh.
Smokers are so defensive. Well, you know, we actually made a good analogy when Rand Paul said the thing about, you know, if, you know, businesses don't want black people to be at their lunch counter. And we were saying you can't go outside and be black. That's the difference. You see, you can go outside and smoke.
I really do think it should be up to the individual business as to whether they're going to be a smoking establishment or not. Seriously.
Whatever.
You know what? If they make the wrong decision, they're going to lose money and lose their business. So... You know.
Look at you, Rand Paul.
No,
all right.
I'm serious.
Let me tell a story, a cautionary tale, about what Carly Fiorina could inflict on the state of California should we be so stupid to elect her. Did you ask earlier, does this have to do with my HP printer? Yes, it does.
That's it.
I would like to thank Mark and Brent, who are, and also Keith, now.
They're patient as hell.
Yes. I mentioned on the air, I whined. That's what radio is. It's several hours of whining a day. That I don't know, my... What is it? Fourth HP PhotoSmart went... I donated them all to the junk... What was that called? The junk shot. For the Gulf. And so they sent me another printer, which HP, which was defective. And I sent that back, and they sent me a second one, which just got hooked up a few days ago and worked for 3 days, and then just... It could be me. I am a disaster magnet. But on the phone yesterday with HP, this is an error code they've never even heard of. And only I could do that. They're like, I'm what? It's saying what?
A media jam.
It said media jam. Then before that, it said LDP spooling. And then before that, it said something pipe broken. I'm like, what?
A media jam means that you're sending too much crap to the printer.
Well, you send me too much crap. It's your fault.
It's my...
Why you send me so much crap for this show?
You know what? Hal and I were talking after the show on Wednesday, after you left, and he said that you need to get an iPad so you won't have to deal with printing out anything.
I need it. Mama needs paper in front of her.
Why do you need paper?
Because I need to write things with my quill pen on them.
You can do that on an iPad. You can make notations. You can highlight things. You can do everything on an iPad that you...
I don't want it.
Oh, jeez. You're such a Luddite.
Anyway, so they are... But anyway, so the boys at HP, they are sending me an HP LaserJet printer. It'll get here later today. They are still digging out from the wreckage of Carly Fiorina at that company.
Fiorina.
Whatever. She ran it into the ground. Fired all the people that knew what the hell was going on.
So yesterday.
Yeah. Anyway...
Her job at HP is so yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Anyway, but they've been very, very kind and patient, and I don't know what I did to the new printer. An iPad.
Yeah, well, just saying.
John in Nevada, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, John.
John?
That's what she says your name is.
John
maybe
is
not.
On line
oh,
three.
Hi. Sorry, I'm wrong. John in Nevada, go ahead. Hi, John.
Yeah, must be fun to work with Captain Thesaurus there. What the heck is a Luddite?
Captain Thesaurus.
Someone who writes things on, you know, stones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow, there, of course, we should have known that.
Yes.
But, no, the reason I called is I was touching base on, you know, and yes, I do have things to do. I work nights. I did watch The View the other day to watch Obama. I do not watch The View. You know, I watched him defending the employment issue, and this obviously is the biggest issue. And, you know, basically what it is we're at a point where we've got businesses out there, you know, wealthy businesses, mediocre, what have you. They're holding back for all kinds of reasons.
Yep, we will talk about that next and Right Wing World on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
How would you describe yourself?
I'm driven, controlling, aggressive, insensitive.
Any positive qualities?
I'm sure there are a few, but I don't dwell on them.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. How am I controlling? I just want everyone everywhere to stop smoking. Mike and Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Thanks for feeling that way.
Stop smoking!
I used tobacco for over 40 years. Most of it was Copenhagen snuff. And when that started killing me off so bad, I went to cigarettes for the last 2 years. And let's see, March 24th, I quit. And I'm free of that.
Good boy. Good boy. Mama loves you.
I'd just like to say to all those people that do like to smoke, it is a privilege, not a right.
Right.
And if you can't walk outside in the cold, then maybe you should find a different habit. Like maybe a nun or something.
A what? All right. Thank you.
I agree with that. Yeah. When I smoked, I would always go far away from people.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Rude. One of my best friends smokes, and it's what I do. I whine incessantly about. Stop, please. Okay.
You're one of those people.
Yes. Oh, I'm such a nudge. All right, let's dive into the right wing world and see something equally annoying. Oh, gee, Gordon Liddy, who, ironically, probably traded cigarettes for his life in prison.
Could be.
President.
Obama doesn't like the United States. He's not one of us. You know, he's a communist, and he wants those people to succeed. He doesn't want free market capitalism to succeed.
Those people? Communists.
Communists.
Is he stuck back in an old movie where the commies are always always the enemy?
Yes.
Hmm. Yeah. Here, see, that's the one argument I don't get. They just say it like it is common wisdom that the president doesn't like America. What? Based on...
Well, they're lying. They're lying to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The stock market, by the way, it goes up and up. I guess they haven't noticed that he's not a capitalist. don't ask me. All right, that Karen Hanratty.
Hanratty.
Sorry, I'm thinking of her hair.
I don't think that this president has a philosophy, a world philosophy, really, that you should have a border and even. And
but
I think
Karen,
I don't know.
Who's deporting more?
Oh, please, for the love of God. Once again, based on nothing. The president doesn't even think we should have a border. What has he ever said?
He's never said.
Other than we need comprehensive immigration reform. Yeah, which apparently includes just erasing the border.
Karen.
I believe last time he talked about it, he played my favorite Bette Midler song that I talked about yesterday, which, by the way, one of my friends is listening, and she said she loves that song too, Chris, and you mocked it.
It's a piece
How
of crap.
God only sees blue and green. There are no borders. From a distance, you know.
Yeah,
is my
I know.
Point.
I'm,
yeah, from is my point.
I didn't know you were going to call for that.
That's all right. You don't need to play it again. I'm just saying. But the president has never said anything like that. He doesn't want a border, for God's sakes.
Oh, this is so awful.
I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Loves me some Bette Midler.
I like bawdy Bette Midler. I don't like this Bette Midler. From a distance,
the world. This is chick music, Bette Midler.
This is awful.
The good stuff.
Oh, my God.
What Bette Midler do you like?
I like the
same one.
When she's on stage and doing a show, she's awesome. But when she puts out
I like
singles like this that are just pure utter crap.
Oh, Wind Beneath My Wings.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, I love it so much. I did a video for my mom, you know, when she turned 80, and I actually put Wind Beneath My Wings in it. Oh, that just brought the house down.
Really? People fell for that?
Yes! Okay, Glenn Beck.
There is an attack on faith. There is in the next year, there are things in the pipeline that are coming down now
mm-hmm.
that will stop your church
huh?
from being able to preach the things and do the things that they do. We are on the verge of losing freedom of religion.
Wow.
What?
I didn't know that was next on the list. I thought it was energy. Really? Hey, guess what, Glenn?
You're a lying sack of crap. You're a lying sack of crap. You're a lying, scheming, stinking, nasty sack of liquid crap.
What? What is, does anyone buy his fear-mongering? It's just always like, I know stuff that you don't know.
He has an audience,
there's
so yes.
Going to send directives to your church to stop preaching, and they can't even preach your religion anymore, whatever it is. I know stuff. Wow. That's scary. Really? Mm. Freedom of religion is the next thing on the list?
Yeah.
It's, that's gone? Bye-bye.
That's all not right. Like in the
take
Constitution or anything.
Bye-bye, then.
Okay. Somebody, I mean, people watch him, so someone buys this crap, apparently.
Yeah, they do. Hmm. He knows exactly what buttons to press on the crazy far right. That's how he gets his
audience.
Are
there really that many crazy people?
There really are.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Remember, I worked in amongst them for a time.
All right.
By the way, my friend just texted me and said, stop playing that music. You're making him grow a vagina.
Several of our male listeners just died of estrogen poisoning. Yeah. I apologize. All right. Rush Limbaugh, the drug-addled gas bag. Oh, I knew this was going to happen. Did I say this yesterday?
What?
That this the Arizona judge will be a crazy liberal judicial activist.
Mm-hmm.
That, what's the word I keep saying? She didn't overturn it. She
put an injunction on it.
Yes, on the horrible racist Arizona law.
Yeah.
She was actually a John Kyle, the right-wing tool from Arizona, very, very, spoke very highly of her. A John Kyle-approved judge.
Yes.
When she was appointed by Bill Clinton. He couldn't say enough good things about her. In fact, he didn't want to lose her. She was so fair and balanced.
This judge is a partisan political operative.
Uh-huh.
Nothing is real. The law is not even real anymore.
Uh-huh.
She wears a robe and she has a gavel, but she's not a judge.
No.
She's a partisan political operative
sure.
of the left. Appointed by Der Schlickmeister, Bill Clinton.
Der what?
By who?
Der Schlickmeister?
Uh-huh.
What's that mean?
I don't know. Why don't you ask your friend John Kyle? Wow, she's a partisan political operative.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that was the talking point. Ben Stein said that when I was on Larry King with him a couple nights ago.
Yeah.
She's just a person in a robe.
I wonder how long it took for the RNC to mail out that talking point.
Person in a robe. That's wrong. All right, Michael Savage with, you know, his savageness, crazy bastard stuff.
Don't you understand how the liberal mind works? They're not good people. They love uneducated illegal immigrants that they could act like the poshest too. They love being the plantation master to the illegal aliens that they can patronize and say, I'm the good one, and those right-wingers are the bad ones. You don't understand how the liberal mind works? Well, I do.
Oh?
I grew up around them.
Oh?
I ran from them. They were the plague of humanity.
You also slept with them.
Apparently. Wow, I'm a pasha.
A posh.
A posh. A posh?
A posh. That's what he called them.
Oh. What... Don't play it again. He said something else. A plantation master.
Don't you understand how the liberal mind works?
No.
They're not good people.
No.
They love uneducated illegal immigrants that they can act like the pashas too.
Pasha.
They love being the plantation master to the illegal aliens.
No, he said
that
pasha.
They can patronize.
That's what he said. Pasha. It's like a royal person. Someone knows what I'm talking about. 1-800-STEP-12. A pasha. Not a posh. A pasha.
Someone that they could act like the poshas to. That's what he said.
Let's do Mark Levin, because he's even less annoying. Mark Levin.
This country's becoming balkanized. The left is succeeding in doing what it is that it does.
Uh-oh.
They want to change the citizenry to accommodate their schemes, and they're doing it.
Mm.
They want to bankrupt the nation so they can rebuild our economy in their own vision, and they're doing it. They want to turn this nation into a weak, second-class society, because they believe that fundamentally this is a bad place.
Yes.
It's an imperialist nation.
Yes.
And they're doing it.
Yes, I believe that because I'm a pasha.
A posh.
What's a posh? Posh is a description. It's not a person. Posh means, you know, fancy. Pasha someone knows what I'm talking about.
I have never heard of that word before in my life. Pasha.
Buddy in Columbus, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hey, Mama, a comment and a short rant.
Yes.
Hey, the comment is, once again, you proved you are cutie the Vimstein.
Thank you. Every woman's dream. Thank you.
I know. And you and... And who's your friend?
Aisha Tyler.
Yes.
Jim thanks you for the barely clothed pictures.
Okay, well, you know, you guys had that poor Hispanic guy all in a twist.
I mean,
he was nervous.
He's from the Hispanic guys that are happen to be Right Wing Tools Incorporated organization.
Oh, and by the way, next time you see him, Sonia Sotomayor, I bet you the way the Republicans treated her went over real well with Hispanics.
Yeah.
Okay, and one thing is I want to rant for a second. We should win these elections by 100 billion votes.
Yep.
It's time for us to kick their butts. I mean, they blocked loans to small businesses.
Well, that's what I mean. How do you win when you stand for nothing? You stand for doing nothing for
Mama,
people.
These are loans. These are loans that people look over before they give it to make sure that they're secured. We're going to get the money back. We're going to get business. To first, the people who are dying of chronic lung disease because of 9/11, they blocked that. You know, we can't find out who's funding these things. These are obstructionist A-blanks.
A-blanks, exactly.
I mean, it's just too much. And we need to fight back. And the meme we have to push 24/7 is, why do we want to put back in charge the same SOBs who caused all the problems to begin with?
I'm with you, Bubby. I'm with you, buddy. All right. Thank you.
Did you call him Bubby?
Bubby. Buddy. I meant Buddy.
As in Jewish grandmother? Bubby?
He could be. Maybe he does a good impression. What was I going to say? You know what? That actually shouldn't be a bleep. That is, they're the party of blank. He actually inadvertently coined a good phrase.
Mm-hmm.
Not, you know, holes. They're just the party of blank, meaning there's just nothing. Nothing there. They're for nothing. It's like voting for packing peanuts, for God's sakes. They're nothing. They're filler. They're... 45 minutes
or
after
rice
the...
rice cakes.
Exactly. You're voting for rice cake with nothing on it. 45 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Are you having a party or something?
Non-stop.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Steffi.
They call me her. They call me
Stephanie Miller.
That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. They call me Gretchen.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. That's my name. 50 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Let's go to Aldous in Madison, Wisconsin. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Aldous.
Gee, Stephanie, I think that's about, I don't know, a dozen people's names I know, frankly. There's
yes.
just so many Stephanie Millers on the internet. Anyway, I wanted to actually say that, Chris, I got to disagree with you on the smoking business thing. I do part-time work as a DJ to support the fact that I have a new son. And honestly, if I refused every contract, you know, back 2 years ago before the smoking ban that had smoking environments, I would make no money.
Okay.
I shouldn't have to breathe smoky air of a business establishment just because they choose to have smoking in order to make a living.
Well, then choose a different line of work. I mean, you know, nightclubs are famous for their...
Well, no, in this economy, that line does not fly, pal.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I mean, I think, like I say, you know, I don't know how you dispute the science of secondhand smoke. It is harmful. You know, you can't, it's not just something that, oh, it's just a choice.
Now, on Chris's side, Stephanie, your vocabulary skills are not necessarily great. I do not think pasha is a word.
Some people disagree with you. So there. Hi, Bill in Madison. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Bill.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, yeah. Pasha is like an Indian prince, bigwig.
Overlord.
Top-knob,
right?
Overlord.
Thank you.
A bunch of underlings. So a pasha is someone who can lord it over you.
Thank you. You can't be a posh. Something can be posh. He said a pasha. That's a pasha. Right.
A pasha.
No,
yes.
in Britain, you can be a posh. That's someone who's who's hoity-toity and high and mighty.
No, something can be posh, right?
Oh,
as in a spice, a posh spice, or a posh apartment.
I'm not going to argue with you.
You know what? I'm going to let you get stampeded now by the listeners. Ron in San Francisco.
Well, they're all going to say the same thing. That's good radio.
Hello, Ron.
Good morning. Pasha.
Did you just insult your own radio show?
No, not at all. I have no control over the calls.
Good morning.
Yes. Welcome to our spat. Go ahead.
Pasha is a Turkish official, a mid-level official like a state government.
Right. It's someone fancy, a Pasha. Hello, Chris in Los Angeles.
Hi, Steph. As usual, Chris is wrong and you're right.
I know.
Pasha is a well-known Middle Eastern term for a mid-level lord over, you know, the it's equivalent to like a count or a vicomte in Europe, just like caliph is the equivalent to Pope or Sultan.
Right. That was Savage was saying liberals like to act like royalty over their illegal immigrants or whatever. I don't know.
Exactly.
Pashas,
and
yes.
As if Michael Savage would have any concept of what posh, like posh spice means.
Well, if he's been to Rush Limbaugh's apartment, he knows what it means. Kathy in Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Kath.
Hey, Steph, there are two reasons I know it's Pasha. First of all, I have excellent hearing, and that's what he said.
Yes.
And secondly, a couple of years ago, Regis Philbin heard that word, and he insisted on his TV show that everybody call him Pasha for like 6 months.
Yes, I remember that as well. Chris's hearing isn't very good because he's been in radio too long, right, Chris?
What?
See, he can't hear. He doesn't know. All right, Tom in Texas, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show on the Fox News. Hi, Tom.
Hey.
Hello.
Two things. I think you need to look a little closer at your printer. I don't think you got an HP. I think you got a BP printer.
Ha! That's a joke. La, 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 la.
And right. I tuned into the Fox last night to see how they were going to report, the journalists at Fox News were going to report on the Sherrod lawsuit.
Mm. Yep.
They totally ignored it.
Really
Deborah
now?
Smith's show totally ignored it so they could spend 20 minutes on The View, talking about The View. And then O'Reilly wasn't in. He was on vacation or something. But he called for her ouster immediately. She must resign immediately.
Yep.
And then when she sues, no word.
Now the story's gone. Poof, it's just a cloud of fox dust. It never happened now. Yeah. Tom, what was I going to say? Oh, did they, what was the story on Fox on The View?
Oh, you know, he should be doing, you know, he should be tending to a more important matters with jobs the way they are. Why?
Oh, you know, I see.
No, you know what the big story on Fox News is? Is that he should be at the Boy Scout Jamboree instead of going on The View because, quote unquote, every other president has done that, which is a complete lie.
Or he should come on any of the Fox shows because that's where the real journalism is. No. I see. The View isn't as serious a show, is it?
The big story on the far right is the Boy Scout story. That's all they're talking about.
I thought he was charming on The View. And, by the way, did you see the one thing they tried to make? Because he said we're a mongrel nation. It was like, oh, no. Except it was kind of a joke, and we kind of are, because we are a mix. We're a mix of a lot of different. Whatever. It's amazing what they try to make into a story.
Mm-hmm.
He said what? Okay. Did you, by the way, when I'm not on the TV, Chris, I yell at the TV like everyone else.
Sure.
Did you happen to see the early edition of Hardball? It just, this whole story, I don't know why, it became about, he had Joan Walsh, our friend from Salon, and I forget who else on, whatever, but it became about Chris arguing whether he was right about whether Andrew Breitbart put, like, the whole video up or whether he edited it, blah, blah, blah.
Isn't it well known that it was edited?
Yes,
heavily?
And that's what they, I guess what he was saying is the original video on Breitbart had some more, like, you know, it didn't have all the exculpatory stuff, but but the point is, that's not the clip Fox News used. That everybody saw 24/7, they used the one that made her look, of course, just completely racist. Because they edit, you know, obviously, you know how they do that. They used a 10-second clip that we all saw. Mm-hmm. Oh, Howard Dean was the other person it was on. But anyway, and then the other thing is they play Breitbart talking about his excuse.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, oh, this wasn't about her. It was about the NAACP. And the whole point of it was when she said the racist thing, they cheered. Well, that's a complete...
That's a lie.
Matthews didn't even point that out. That wasn't even brought up. He played the clip. And isn't that the point? It's like, you can clearly see there was no cheering.
Mm-hmm.
That's an out-and-out lie. Even his latest excuse. He's like, oh, well, what I was trying to show was the racist reaction that they cheered when she said... I've watched that tape now 10 times, Chris. There is nothing. There's no cheering. There's no clapping. There's no...
No nothing.
Yeah. Anyway, so the big news is obviously she's going to sue him. And you know what? She seems like a very decent, clearly a very decent person. I think if you would have apologized, this wouldn't have happened.
Right.
It's because he's such a,
word you can't say on the radio?
Stick. Yes.
Hi, Jim.
Yes, because he does not even, he's not even had the decency to apologize, because he just continues to lie more like that lie. That, oh, it was the racist reaction, of which there was nothing. Oh.
Secondhand smoke is the same as breathing in L.A.? Where'd you get that from? Philip Morris, you? In what
Thank you, Jim.
I've been in the what in Europe where everyone
See,
is smoking and there's no
I thought only I knew that because I'm the Pasha around here.
Man.
58 minutes after the hour. Right back with Christian Weller,
Spice.
Economist extraordinaire on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 6 minutes after the hour. Happy Friday. 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number, stephaniemiller.com. The website, check it out. You can email us all there, executive producer Chris LeBoy, voice deity Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. Jim, you know how I hate to make everything about...
Stephanie Miller.
Yes, but I will, just this once.
Yeah.
I have a Facebook page, you know?
Yes.
And also there's a Facebook page devoted to getting Stephanie Miller to replace Larry King.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, oh, that's just crazy. We don't have a snowball's chance in hell.
That's claptrap.
And then I got an email. Do you see this email? From one of the fine producers at the Larry King program. I said, thanks for coming on the other night, Stephanie. You were great. I wrote back, thanks a lot. I'm really going to miss Larry. She wrote back, you know, lots of the viewer comments we've been getting have been they think you should be his replacement. Our viewers really love you.
Wow.
They love me. They really love me.
Is that going to happen?
Right from the horse's
no.
mouth?
No. It's just another dream that'll die, but I just, you know.
I think they were just being nice.
You always like to get a little, just a little false hope just, before just, your dream dies again.
Just practice saying, I just have a hello.
I think they were just patting you on the head and saying, run along.
They're there.
They're
yeah.
there. Now. We're going to miss you too. Bye.
There's
bye.
A good
All
last.
Right. Take care now. Bye-bye then. Loser.
You know who should have his own TV show? That Anthony Weiner
yeah.
of New York. Wow. I ran into him at MSNBC. Mm-hmm. I just love
that was
him.
A Jimmy Stewart moment. You don't get those very much anymore.
He's a yeah. good Weiner.
Yes,
Thank you.
I like the Weiner
Thank
Savage.
You.
Savage Weiner.
Well, you know, Congresswoman Loretta Sanchez talked to us about this earlier this morning. But, I mean, whether it's voting out, down the small business loan, I mean, the small business bill, it is becoming just incomprehensible. We'll talk to Christian Weller about that. I mean, GOP blocks small business bill.
Yeah, but they'll get away with it because their constituents watch Fox.
But what Congresswoman Sanchez brought up is the 9/11 health bill. This, I mean, isn't there just some sort of common decency? This is getting health care to the workers that got sick. Digging people out of the rubble at 9/11. So it's become a massive partisan intra-party battle for nearly 10 years.
Oh, my God.
So Anthony Weiner, and you're right, they don't play this on Fox and go, oh, he's unhinged. But he was referring to Peter King in the beginning, who had spoken right before him.
Mm-hmm.
Republicans are against this as an entitlement program. Helping the people that got sick,
yeah.
digging out the remains
their lives,
of fellow Americans.
The days after 9/11, yeah.
Oh. And Weiner got pissed.
Anyway, this is going around the interwebs, and yeah.
Gentleman from New York is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I yield 1 minute to the distinguished gentleman from New York, Mr. Weiner.
Gentleman's recognized.
Great courage. Wait until all members have already spoken, and then stand up and wrap your arms around procedure. We see it in the United States Senate every single day where members say, we want amendments, we want debate, we want amendments, but we're still a no. And then we stand up and say, oh, if only we had a different process, we'd vote yes. You vote yes if you believe yes. You vote in favor of something if you believe it's the right thing. If you believe it's the wrong thing, you vote no. We are following a procedure. I will not yield to the gentleman, and the gentleman will observe regular order. The gentleman will observe regular order. Gentlemen, if he gets up and yells in front of him, he's going to intimidate people into believing he's right. He is wrong. The gentleman is wrong. The gentleman is providing cover for his colleagues rather than doing the right thing. It's Republicans wrapping their arms around Republicans rather than doing the right thing on behalf of the heroes. It is a shame! A shame! If you believe this is a bad idea to provide health care, then vote no! But don't give me the cowardly view that, oh, if it was a different procedure, the gentleman will observe regular order and sit down! I will not! The gentleman will sit! The gentleman is correct in sitting! I will not.
It's quite obviously
gentleman
not in order.
Suspend. General will suspend.
I will not stand here.
Gentleman is recognized.
And listen to my colleagues say, oh, if only I had a different procedure that allows us to stall, and then vote no. Instead of standing up and defending your colleagues and voting no on this humane bill, you should urge them to vote yes, something the gentleman has not done.
Yeah. Wow. I really hate Representative King more and more every day.
Wow.
Slime ball.
Thank
slime
you,
ball.
Anthony Weiner. Thank you.
I think he meant to say Shunda, which is quite a bit stronger than Shimmy. But yeah,
Wow. Yeah, you don't hear that very often. Nope. Huh, real passion, real decency, yeah. Real courage. Check it out. Check into it sometime.
Goes to Washington again.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Economist extraordinaire Kristen Weller joins us now. You know, Kristen, that's the kind of frustration that's built up, hasn't it? I mean, sometimes you think, did I read this wrong? Republicans block small business bill, but they did, right?
They did. And they blocked unemployment insurance, and they're going to block infrastructure investments, and they're going to block education. I think at some point they have to explain what they're actually for, why they're actually there. And presumably, they think that there are some problems in the country, and that's why they're politicians, or maybe to live in an alternate universe where no problems exist. But they have to offer solutions, and the fact is that at this point, there are still trouble spots in the economy. Small business financing is one of them, and more support for small businesses is desperately needed to maintain the momentum in the private sector, and it's unclear why the Republican opposition is unwilling to engage in this conversation.
Well, yeah, I mean, and if there's anything we need, anyone can tell you that. It's loans. They're having a tough time. This would have created a $30 billion Treasury-backed loan facility and provide tax cuts for small businesses worth $12 billion over 10 years. So the GOP, of course, filibusters it, and it's almost just what Congressman Weiner was talking about, right, Kristen? It's this stupid, like, oh, they're saying, oh, because they won't let us put amendments in, blah, blah, blah. You know, and so Harry Reid apparently tried to cut a deal, right, you know, allowing three amendments for the GOP. So Mitch McConnell says three amendments wouldn't be enough. Senator Landrieu tried to get him to say exactly how many amendments would be enough. And Mitch McConnell refused to say. He's like, oh, well, that's something. I mean, you know what I mean?
They need poison pills.
It's Yertle the Turtle's playing a shell game. I don't know how many.
There is a little bit of a shell game going on.
Which is funny because he looks like a turtle. But anyway.
But to some degree, it's either procedure or, well, we want something else, or we want to have even larger spending, or we would like permanent tax cuts, or we need to, it's a moving, the opposition arguments are a moving target, and they have been a moving target on every single issue.
How do you deal with that? It's like, oh, I'm not going to tell you how many, because that's exactly what you'd be expecting, that I'd tell you what it is I'm...
Right.
Right.
Well, and the point is, it becomes this squishy conversation. I mean, think about, well, when it was health care, right, much bigger part, where Democrats said, like, well, tell us what you would like in the bill. And the Republicans said, like, we don't want it to be 2,300 pages long, which is a nonsense argument.
Right.
And then the Democrats said, like, well, but here's the things you've proposed in the past.
Well, and Congressman Weiner.
Stick them all in there.
Right.
And you ultimately still have opposition. And it goes down to these now small bills. Unemployment insurance was one. Small business support is the other one. And what is really frustrating is when you look at the numbers we got today is the economy is going well. Business investment generally is going well. The part in the business community that is still struggling are small businesses.
Thank
and
you.
It would be an easy one to protect the private sector
Kristen,
momentum with this bill.
And the problem, you know, I think as Anthony Weiner so passionately pointed out, is they're going to vote no anyway. You know, my co-host Jim here has been said that throughout the whole health care debate. We spent how long negotiating with whoever we think are these middle-of-the-road Republicans, and they all voted no anyway.
Because they want Obama to fail. They want things to go badly so they can blame it on Obama.
It's it seems a very odd take for a major party in the largest economy in the world to basically say, we're going to say no to everything, no matter how sensible, no matter how middle of the road, no matter how pro-business, no matter how pro-private markets, we're going to say no to everything.
I mean, I got to say, this is the first time I've really been like, you know, I really hope that people aren't stupid enough to go, oh, well, the Democrats aren't getting anything done. We got to get more Republicans in there now.
Yeah,
and
but they're all watching Fox News. So that's...
If you look at the polls, the voters actually know that the Democrats are getting things done. It's a little too fuzzy for the voter to say, well, we know they got all these things done. We don't know exactly what that means for me personally, but I think we're going to see a lot more during the election campaign where Democrats are going to break things down and say, okay, look, you don't like the stimulus because it's too fuzzy, but the stimulus has kept this many people in the schools. The stimulus has built this park, has built this road, has built this bridge, has renovated that school. And I think once people understand that, they understand that Democrats are getting things done. What I think where it breaks down a little bit for the voters is, what does that really mean for me? But I think Democrats will continue, and President Obama has already started making that effort to translating that into real efforts and saying, well, what does this mean for individuals?
And let's talk about, for instance, the Bush tax cuts. I mean, I don't get how any economist can say, yes, the things that we did that got us into this hole in this deficit, we should do that again. We should, you know, I mean, even Greenspan is saying these tax cuts should expire, right?
Well, that's a slightly different position than where the Obama administration is. President Obama has suggested, and most Democrats have supported the idea to extend all tax cuts for couples making more than less than $250,000 or individuals making less than $200,000 a year. The debate is over, should we extend the tax cuts for the 2-3% of people who are earning more than that, which is about a third of the cost of the tax cuts. And there is very little support for that, because in the end, you're rewarding those who actually benefited during the Bush years very handsomely, who have come out of the recession fairly nicely because they've seen some substantial gains on their financial portfolios. You're rewarding those who really don't need it for no apparent reason. And so I think that one, in the end, will not happen, which is the tax cuts for the top 2-3% of earners.
Yep. Christian, real quick before you go, the new GDP figures mean what exactly?
Well, the new GDP figures, there's a lot of bad headlines, but generally, if you dig through the numbers, they're fairly interesting. The big news is the economy has grown by 2.4%, the fourth quarter of growth. A little bit less than expected, but below the surface, there is some real good numbers, accelerated momentum of private investments, investments on all things, new buildings.
How can that be? I thought the president was a communist.
Yeah, and anti-business. No, the businesses apparently don't listen to the Republicans on Fox News. Clearly, business investment is going very well, has been going very well. The Department of Commerce that releases the numbers actually revised its estimates for business investment for 2009 upwards. So since the Recovery Act has been passed, businesses have been increasing, accelerating the momentum, and we now have the strongest business investment since 1998. That is very strong. That's very good news, because that's exactly what you're looking for at this point in the recovery. You're hoping that that will translate into more jobs, more consumption, and ultimately sustained recovery. The bad news is that our imports have increased enormously. Our petroleum imports in particular have jumped by 67% in the second quarter. And I think that should be the big number to really push for comprehensive energy reform, alternative fuels in the United States, energy efficiency, to ultimately reduce the trade deficit and protect economic growth in the United States.
Yep, I'm with you on that. Christian Weller, thank you so much. Talk to you next week.
Thank you very much, Stephanie. Have a good weekend.
You too. There he goes. Christian Weller, economist, Center for American Parts. Jim, that means that G. Gordon Liddy was wrong?
Obama doesn't like the United States. He's not one of us. You know, he's a communist.
And he's not a convicted felon.
Yes, there's that difference. 19 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
And we'll be right back.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. We'll be right back.
Stephanie Miller.
I understand it's getting kind of hectic.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Heaton.
I thought I had the power.
Oh. No, I'm the Pasha here.
Yes, she's the Pasha, which is a derivation of the word Shah, as in Shah of Iran. Yes.
Thank you. 24 minutes and after the hour.
The more you know.
Pasha Spice, for example. She was...
1-800. Exactly. All right. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Mary in California on the other thing Chris is wrong about. Hello, Mary.
Oh, good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Chris has a computer in front of him. Why didn't he just look up the definition? It's a Turkish term, according to my dictionary, a military...
Because he's stubborn. He just wants to insist he's right, when I think history shows, Mary, that I am always right and he is always wrong.
That's true.
Am I right?
That's
yes,
true.
Of course I am.
Of course you're right.
Thank you.
And one of
Mary,
things,
have you ever tried to carry on a conversation and look something up at the exact same time?
I do it all the time.
Yeah?
On the radio, Mary?
No.
Okay, try that.
Okay, I'll write an email right now while I'm doing that.
Okay.
But also, Chris,
yeah, good luck
have,
with that, Mary.
Thanks. Listen, I do have a bone to pick with you about secondhand smoke and cancer, because I have a personal...
He studied at Philip Morris U, where he got all his information.
When did I say something about cancer, Mary?
Well, about secondhand smoke.
I never said anything about cancer.
Well, I'll tell
Mary,
you
I think
how,
one thing
I'm
we not... can all agree on is Chris has the most irritating tone of voice ever when he's arguing with you.
Well,
no, no.
20 years ago, 19 years ago, more than 19 years ago, I worked among very heavy secondhand smokers. I do not smoke. I never have smoked. I drink on, maybe one drink a week, maybe.
Yeah, me too.
19 years ago, I developed kidney cancer, had to have my kidney removed, and 9 months later,
I'm sorry to hear that.
I had treatment for bladder cancer. The doctor told me these kinds of cancers are very common among heavy smokers and
right.
drinkers, and I do not do either one of them. I have to say I am very offended by this, because this does secondhand smoke does affect the health of other people.
Yeah.
Until this new health bill comes in, I have been uninsurable for the last 20 years.
I think what Chris's point was about, businesses should be free to allow you to smoke if they want to, but I don't agree.
And people should be free to choose not to visit that business if they allow smoking.
Yeah, but I think scientists have determined it's a danger, so
yeah,
I don't think businesses should be free to.
These businesses like bars, the people who work in these businesses have to.
They don't have a choice, right.
They don't have a choice.
You also have a choice not to work at Target if you don't want to.
This is a real expense for our economy, because these people get cancer. Some of them, they work in these small businesses. They're necessary. We need to have people working in these small businesses that don't offer them health insurance, and
right.
then they're on our dole again.
Chris, why isn't it a normal workplace safety thing? I mean, I don't...
I'm sorry, but I...
In this economy, maybe that's the only job you can get. Why should you have... Yeah.
I agree that sometimes smokers are, we're getting a little heavy-handed on some things, but... This is a problem. It has been a problem with
right.
health in our country for innocent people, and it has cost us a lot of money. And
I agree, Mary. Thank
wrong.
You.
Well, then
you're
don't
wrong.
Go to places that allow smoking. What
for
if you
instance,
have to work there?
Exactly. I'll make
what?
An analogy. You shouldn't
Dana
have
Reeves,
to work.
You can get a job at a place that doesn't allow smoking.
Dana Reeves was a singer in nightclubs. She had no choice, and she died of lung cancer, and she never smoked in her life.
Yes.
What do you mean she had no choice? She had a choice to not work in those places.
Well, I'll make an analogy.
Smoking was allowed everywhere.
Exactly.
Decades ago.
You should be able to work in a workplace that's free of people that throw staplers at you, but you don't because it's a bad economy and you can't get another job.
Well,
so you choose to stay here where I throw a stapler at you every other day.
I use makeup to cover up the bruises.
Well, it's an added expense that you shouldn't have to, but
it's a tax write-off. It's work-related.
But you have no union. You have no nothing.
I know.
So you can't fight back against me because I'm the Pasha.
But in restaurants and in clubs and everywhere you went in Europe 30 years ago.
Right.
Everyone
that's 30
smoked.
Years ago. Now, nowhere allows smoking.
Your parents exposed you to secondhand smoke mostly, and you had no recourse.
Absolutely.
Can I put the window down? No. No, you can't.
At least my mom put the window down. My grandmother never put the window down.
Oh, my mom added the Aquanet, too. All right. She really never has liked me. 29 minutes after the hour, we are speaking to super lawyer Gloria Allred, who is on a hunger strike, and she weighs 2 pounds now, so we better hurry. She will tell you why, and we will continue about the Arizona law and the Shirley Sherrod lawsuit against Andrew Breitbart as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
He pretends to be stupid, but he's really smart as a tack.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. We're just news explosions this morning.
Why? What happened here now?
Well, we haven't talked about the Arizona law. We haven't talked about Charlie Rangel.
Charlie Rangel.
Exactly. And the Shirley Sherrod, Andrew Breitbart case. Why, if only I had a super lawyer that I could talk to about this and so much more. Super lawyer Gloria Allred joins us now. Good morning, Gloria.
Good morning, Stephanie.
You're on a hunger strike. You weigh like 2 pounds.
Yeah, well, not quite, but thanks. You're the one that weighs 2 pounds.
No,
wow.
No.
You could have an alternative career as supermodel, Stephanie.
Yeah. Gloria, let's talk about that first, what you're doing. It's an equal rights amendment hunger strike. What's this all about?
Well, right. I started it just 2 days ago. I've begun a 90-meal solid food fast to draw attention to the need to pass the Equal Rights Amendment. That's a proposed amendment to the United States Constitution, which would provide a constitutional guarantee of equal rights for women. And the ERA, as it's called, was first proposed by Alice Paul, Stephanie, in 1923.
I know.
And though it was previously introduced into Congress and passed by the United States Senate and House of Representatives and sent to the states in 1972 for ratification, a time limit was placed on the amendment for passage, and ultimately it wasn't ratified by enough states before the time limit expired in 1979, and even though it was extended another 3 years, it wasn't passed by enough states by 1982. So 35 states were all ratified, 3 more were needed. Now the ERA has been reintroduced into Congress. That's House Joint Resolution 61, but it's still in the process of gathering co-sponsors, and it hasn't come out of Congress. So my 90-meal hunger strike fast, in which I will give up solid food, that is 90 meals for 30 days, is going to end on August 26th.
Be careful. You're gonna look like Drew Carey if you're not careful. Now,
I don't really care what I look like. The day that I'm going to end it is Women's Equality Day. That day marks the 90th anniversary of women's winning the right to vote in the United States
by
addition to the 19th Amendment to the United States Constitution, that's suffrage.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, I have to tell you, I don't think that I even realize that still has. That we're sitting here talking in 2010, and that still hasn't passed the ERA. I mean, we all remember this in the 70s, and I mean, it really is incredible how people think, oh no, we have all this equal protection now, and we really don't.
Yeah, exactly. We really don't. In fact, the United States has not even passed the UN Convention against all forms of discrimination against women. So they have to question: does this nation really have a committed policy that women should enjoy equal rights with men? And if we don't get the ERA, if we don't win the ERA, because we have to fight to win it just like we had to fight to win the right to vote, then, it is possible that any laws that we have which require equal rights for women could be repealed by another Congress. And there are, of course, a lot of state laws that exist in many states which don't necessarily require equal rights for women. So, we got to get this passed. If we can't pass this out in a Democratic Congress, my God, we will never get this passed out.
Well, and, one of the things, again, that I think people screaming the president hasn't done anything, the Lilly Ledbetter Act was actually a great thing that he's gotten done, correct?
Well, that's true. The Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act it was an important act, and I'm glad that he passed it. But that's not enough, okay?
Right.
A law is not enough. We need to have in the Constitution, just in the same way in the Constitution, the 19th Amendment guarantees that women will enjoy the right to vote. And we didn't even get that till 1920. Yeah. In the same way that that had to be in the Constitution, we must have in the Constitution a mandate of equal rights. And Stephanie, all it says, all this proposed amendment says, is that equality of rights under the law shall not be denied by United States or by any state on account of sex. Now, it's ridiculous that we can't get that through Congress, and I want everybody to call their member of Congress and say, look, are you supporting the Equal Rights Amendment? Will you co-sponsor the bill that's presently in Congress to get it out? And if you won't, we want to know why not. And if you will, we want to know when you're going to do it.
Right, right. Well, you know, Gloria, I thank you because you remember the first time I met you, I was all a mess because you're a feminist icon, you're a hero, and I can attest to your ethics because I've tried to get you to call people over the years just to scare them, but you won't do it. I just want. Aren't there certain people you want to hear Gloria Allred calling?
My very existence is just scary enough for somebody. The fact that I'm alive and breathing.
Gloria, I got to get your take, since obviously, you know, this is so in the news, and you're obviously such a well-known attorney, this Shirley Sherrod suing Andrew Breitbart case. What do you think of that legally? To me, it seems like a slam dunk. I mean, you know, he smeared this poor woman, will not apologize. It seemed to me that if he had apologized even, she wouldn't have gone forward with this lawsuit. What do you think?
Well, you know, it's going to be interesting. I mean, I've heard and read a lot of the reports, but, I can't say that I'm an expert on the facts. But having said that, you know, one of her theories may be that he portrayed her in a false light, that if, in fact, he only released part of it and not all of it, if he commented, and I don't know what he said, and tried to portray her in a false light as though she was a person who would still discriminate, when, in fact, her whole point was that she's changed, you know, I think she might have a strong argument. So we'll have to see what the facts were.
Right. I think the most misleading thing is he tried to, I mean, he very strongly implied that she was doing this now in her capacity as an Obama administration official when this was, you know, obviously a zillion years ago. And she uses it as a story to talk about her you know, redemption in racial matters. Right.
Yeah, exactly. If he discussed it or released it and it was out of context, in other words, as though this is what she was doing now, then I think there's a strong argument for her. But it'll be a very interesting and kind of a classic type of lawsuit between the left and the right. Or, you know, I don't know that you call herself left, but you know, at least there's an argument because so many people these days are portrayed in a false light. And we'll just have to see if her arguments are strong enough to prevail in a lawsuit.
Well, and the other thing I think that you could patently prove is he says, you know, oh, well, I was just trying to show that the NAACP can be racist. Really, it was about the reaction to what she said, the cheering. And you can watch that tape, Gloria, Six Ways to Sunday. There is no cheering on there. There is no clapping when she appears to say something racist.
Yeah,
so
well,
his whole argument is based on a lie, in my opinion.
Well, if his argument, that sounds like it's an argument as to motivation. But that doesn't necessarily mean that the fallout for her is any less, impactful for her.
Correct.
So I think, you know, they're going to have to look at the facts. They're going to have to look at the law, and then someone will make a decision unless it's settled prior to the it's getting to a jury.
Right. Gloria, I got to get your take. Speaking of, you know, obviously you're doing this great thing right now for the Equal Rights Amendment, et cetera. You know, there's been so much made, right, ever since Sarah Palin, like women in politics. It's the year of the woman, yada, yada. And now out here in California, of course, we have Meg Whitman and Carly Fiorina. And, boy, in my opinion, they're not good for the cause of women in general.
Well, that's interesting. We're going to have quite a battle because with the Meg Whitman situation, of course, she's going to pour a lot of money into the race. Carly Fiorina also will be pouring a lot of money into the race. But, yeah, you know, it's interesting because we're going to have for the United States Senate two women battling it out.
Yep.
And we've never had a woman governor, so that's going to be interesting. But I don't necessarily support somebody because they're a woman.
That's what I think a lot of, at least a lot of women I know, found so insulting about the Sarah Palin nomination. It was so clearly like, oh, you have Hillary? Well, we have someone just like, it's like, no, she's not even vaguely just like Hillary. I mean, it's
not close. And the contrast is stark. And I do think that Hillary, by the way, right now has very high popularity ratings, favorability.
Absolutely.
Ratings. And Sarah Palin has high favorability with a part of her, with her base.
Right.
But I don't think her base is anything like Hillary Clinton's base.
Right. No, and you know, in particular, the Senate race out here, I happen to believe Barbara Boxer is one of our finest senators. And, you know, I'm sorry, if you're going to run on your business experience, like Carly Fiorina is, you have to go, okay, well, your experience is running a business into the ground and getting fired while outsourcing thousands of jobs, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, obviously, I'm a big supporter of United States Senator Barbara Boxer, and I have been for many years. I mean, she is a really hard worker. She really puts the interest of Californians first, and she is dedicated, and she is experienced. And, you know, she's had a lot of tough races before. This is going to be another tough race. But in the end, you know, I hope she prevails. But I think the people just need to get out there. They need to get active, and they can't take anything for granted.
Yeah.
Because, you know, anything can happen in a political race,
well,
and usually does.
And Meg Whitman will personally deliver a big bag of cash to everybody's door in California. So we need to be on the lookout for that.
Yeah, I think she's going to skip my door and yours, though.
Yeah.
We'll be the only two left out. I want Stephanie Miller for president.
Thank you. Thank you, Gloria Allred. How are you getting nutrition? What happens when you go on a hunger strike? Are you liquids or what?
Yes, liquids only, no solid foods, and for 90 meals until we reach the 90th anniversary of women's winning the right to vote. So liquids only, that's basically 30 days. So that'll be three meals a day. That's 90 meals. So,
well, we couldn't have a braver attorney than you. I wish we had a plumper one, however, because this makes me a little nervous.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're being checked by a doctor, right?
I am. And,
okay.
And, you know, it's interesting because many people don't know that many feminists went on a hunger strike in order to win the right to vote. I mean, this was a battle to win the right to vote. That's why I can't stand it when people say women got the right to vote. We never got it. We had to fight to win it.
Yeah.
In the UK, they literally were arrested, taken to jail, fasted in jail, the women, and were forcibly fed through their nose when they went on a hunger strike, and they did all of that just to win the right to vote for women.
Mm.
So sacrifices have been made in the past. Sacrifices need to be made
now.
And I think other women, I got a call yesterday, I think you will soon see that there is going to be activism by other women in support of the Equal Rights Amendment, in support of my hunger strike, because we have to work to win this, and that's what they intend to do.
How many days in are you?
I'm just this is about my third day now.
Oh, good. Well, thank God we got you before you got really cranky. All right. Gloria Allred, super lawyer. Thank you so much for your time, as always, Glo.
Thank you, Stephanie.
There she goes. Glo. Oops.
You okay?
Yes, I've been on a hunger strike for an hour. I'm weak. I hit the wrong button.
That's commitment.
I went on a hunger strike right after breakfast. 46.
When are you going to break it?
It's lunch.
Okay.
46 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
That's the smartest thing I've ever heard anyone say about anything.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
She's a very geeky girl, the kind you don't think come to my bar. She, that girl is pretty kinky.
She's a super freak.
She's a super freak. Super freak. She's super freaky now.
Mary Owl.
Yow. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 51 minutes after the hour. Squeezy McFeel Pants over there is like, what rights don't women have? The right not to be harassed by you every morning.
What rights need to be
Hey, Jiggles, grab a pad and back that gorgeous butt in here.
Oh, you get away.
I mean, I think
don't act like you don't like it.
Self-evident that women have the same rights as men. I'm just wondering what specific rights need.
The right not to be, threatened by your coworker, Chris, who just threatened to come hit me with a mallet every night.
You said you were
my insomnia.
You said you were having trouble sleeping, so I said, would you like me to come over to your house
and hit you
with a mallet?
Glint of glee in your eye at even the thought of it.
Well...
You would hit an elderly, disabled woman with a mallet?
Yes, I would.
Help, Mommy.
I will say one thing that's missing that they had in Europe.
Mommy.
God. Those socialist countries in Europe paid maternity leave.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
That would help a lot. Yeah. But that's socialism, so we can't have
that. Yeah, we have the kind of health care. All right, you pushed it out. Get out of the hospital. Get out. Get back to work.
Come on. Have an aspirin and get out.
Ken in Cleveland.
$500 aspirin.
All right. I gotta back up Chris on this whole smoking thing.
Yay! But,
I'm a smoker. Congratulations that you quit, Chris,
Thank you.
But and I do have to say, Stephanie, when you nag people that smoke about quitting smoking, you make us want to go out and smoke an entire pack.
Stop it. Come on. Stop smoking.
But what happened to the economy in Cleveland here when they passed the smoking ban in all the restaurants and clubs and everything? It was just, it decimated the nightclub scene here. And so all those jobs that, you know, the contractor called and said, oh, well, you know, in this economy, that's the only kind of job I can take. Well, I'll tell you what, there are a lot of servers that are out of work right now and a lot of bartenders are out of work.
Yeah.
They would kill to have those jobs back.
Well, I think there should be places where smoking is allowed. Where, like cigar bars and where just...
Yes!
This is a smoking,
humidors, sure.
This is a smoking establishment. Go somewhere else if you're
about to.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I was saying,
but,
Jim.
No, you were saying that they should allow smoking in any bar that wants to have it, right?
Yes.
No, that's wrong.
No.
Most businesses would not want to have smoking in their establishment because people want to go to non-smoking establishments.
Yeah. So?
Right, but it's been proven
to
be a public health risk.
Oh, okay. So you're Rand Paul now.
Exactly. He's the Rand Paul of smoking.
Black people should go to white
bars. Yes, because smoking is exactly like being black.
No. That's his point. You're completely missing the point.
That's his point, is you can't go outside and be black.
You're assuming that... Oh, never mind.
All right.
Yeah,
and you can't get secondhand blackness. So there. Stephanie and
Madison. Yeah, smoking is exactly like being black.
No,
right.
That's not what I said.
That's our point.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to throw chickens against your walls till gay people get married.
I'm tired. Can someone hit me with a mallet?
Yeah, the smoking issue is pretty complicated.
Hello, Stephanie. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Could you please play the Anthony Weiner soundbite again?
Yeah, we're going to next hour. We already said that. It's too awesome. We got to play it again.
It's so breathtaking, and progressives need to make sure they get out and vote in November for anyone that's even close to this.
Well, that's the passion we've been missing. Yep, that's the passion.
Alan Grayson, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, I could go on. These guys are phenomenal.
Yep.
Keep them in office.
Yep, right. Absolutely. Jody in Pennsylvania on the very same subject. Hello, Jody.
Hello. I am finally so happy to see someone having some passion in our Congress.
Yes.
Oh,
yep.
My God. I would vote for anybody that stood up and spoke so passionately. I am so sick of whamby-pamby, everybody, Democrats and Republicans, being so whamby-pamby. Well, the Republicans have been pretty straightforward.
Did you say ramby-pamby or namby-pamby?
Mamby-pamby.
Oh, okay, sorry.
That's more like Rambo-pamby.
That's different. That's part Rambo, part pamby. That's almost a contradiction in terms. Patty in Portland, you're on the Stephanie.
Like Glenn and Glenda.
Hello, Patty in Portland.
Gosh.
Hey, we welcome KPOJ this week. We got to fill in all week for their fabulous morning show. Thank you, KPOJ.
Thank you so much. I love KPOJ, and I love Carl and Tom and everyone. And Stephanie, I love you.
Thank you. I love you back.
I think you're fabulous, and I intend to vote for you to be on Larry King's show and to rather host it, rather.
Thank you.
And
we have no chance, but thank you.
I think if that's the case, we'll be watching you every night.
All right. Go ahead. What do you want to say?
If I may, I agree completely with those two ladies just before my opportunity to speak. And also, I'd like to say that it was great to hear Elizabeth Perkins yesterday. It was fabulous.
Oh, she is so awesome. 2 days ago.
Very
yeah,
much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excuse me, very much. Well, I'm babysitting my
daughter. Oh, and I think coming up Tuesdays with Tyler, Aisha Tyler, who is unbelievably funny and smart and gorgeous, and I hate her, but we're having her on anyway.
Fabulous. I can't wait.
And then real quickly, if I may, I'd like to say that Mr. Limbaugh and Mr. Savage, if you want to call them misters, they both need to get medical marijuana.
Get their mellow on, as Edie McClurg would say. All right, let's go to Bob in Washington. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Bob.
I would like to be the official political poet of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Mm-hmm.
And have you all observed how Fox and all the right-wing pundits project everything Republicans have done or want to do, like destroying our government by and for the people, onto liberals and progressives?
Yes, yes, exactly. Apparently, according to Glenn Beck, Jim, people, there's plans in the pipeline to come to your church and tell them to stop talking and then to squelch freedom of religion.
There is an attack on faith. There is in the next year. In the next year, there are things in the pipeline that are coming down now that
he knows stuff.
Stop your church.
Oh?
From being able to preach the things and do the things
really?
That they do.
Oh. Really?
We are on the verge of losing freedom of religion.
Oh.
We better take down that pipeline then.
Wow.
The pipeline in your head. What the?
Jill in Ithaca on Glenn Beck. Hello, Jill.
Yeah, I would be afraid to give Glenn Beck medical marijuana. He's freaky enough already. However, I will make a sacrifice. I am going to call his show and ask him what he thinks about the lawsuit.
Well, he's going to tell you to get off his phone. I'm just saying. I don't think he's going to address the lawsuit, but the Breitbart. Yes. Get off his phone. All right. Yeah, we have to talk about the Shirley Sherrod lawsuit against Andrew Breitbart, Celebrity Stack, and much more as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, I'm so glad there are no cameras in the studio.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
That was
Will the sexual harassment have to stop when there's cameras?
Yes. When the Equal Rights Amendment is passed, then I can no longer apply your analgesic patch.
Jim was applying my analgesic patch on my lower back and giving me a little injection.
She is indeed going commando. I can confirm that.
Mama has a broken foot, and so my back keeps going out, so I'm in a lounge chair. Somebody help Mommy.
Help Mommy.
Stephanie Miller, I'm that woman now.
Yeah.
StephanieMiller.com, the website. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris LeBoy, medevac technician Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. Oh, Dr. Dan, my old friend in Chicago, who used to be my radio producer, who's a fancy orthopedic surgeon now.
Yes.
Well, not only did he offer to bone stimulate me, which was very nice.
Yeah.
I already have a bone stimulator, but he's sending me an H-wave. It's something that makes your keeps your muscles toned while you're... You know,
I'm sure bone stimulation was a requirement when he worked under you.
Yes.
As your producer.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, no, it's a thing that keeps your muscles toned while you're inactive.
Because
already my calves have shriveled to a little, that one
Is
calf
it?
Anyway has shriveled to
yeah,
a little.
It doesn't take long.
I have a little peg leg now.
I had a cast on once and my
I know.
The muscles atrophy almost immediately.
Exactly.
It's like being in zero G.
Exactly. I go, because you remember he had to redo the cast?
Uh-huh.
It was only on a week. And my calf it looks like a pea. It's a little, my P90X calves that I work so hard for.
Well, you're going to have to do another 90-day session with P90X.
Hello.
Or 45 days on one side.
Yeah.
90 days just on one side, exactly. All right.
45 would be half. Never mind.
So I told you I've been, here's one thing I learned about, I won't say what the healthcare company is, Jim, but it sounds like Samantha. Company that recently raised its rates a lot.
It's the company that furnishes healthcare for Stephanie Miller International.
And we thank them, except they won't. Here's what I learned, Jim. They will not cover anything that is done to Enya music, which are my acupuncture and my chiropractor.
And your energy balancing.
Yes, it's all done to Enya music. And so they know.
Computer says no.
Said no, I didn't meet my deductible or something.
Whatever.
They don't cover acupuncture.
Tell them your chakras are atrophying.
Yeah, that'll get them to fund you.
I need to have my colors done.
They don't go for that California claptrap.
Or booze and dope. Well, dope they go for. Boy,
that's how I broke my leg crawling back to Hollywood, because Broadway wouldn't go for booze and dope.
Stephanie Miller.
They drummed you right out of Hollywood. So you come crawling back to Broadway. Well, Broadway doesn't go for booze and dope.
Oh, this is rich. Someone asked me, does breaking your foot moving for your job make this a workers' comp case? Yeah, well, I have to sue myself. This is a small business. I'm like, yeah,
why don't
great.
You sue Rich Uncle Moneybags? You know, the guy who owns the show.
I can sue myself for my disastrous decisions.
He may have to sell his monocle and top hat.
Yeah, the owner of the show wears a monocle and a top hat.
It Captain Moneybags.
He'll keep his spats, though. He'll have the spats.
All right. This story, you sent this to me because this could have been me. Something went awry last week in acupuncture. I did yell the F word, which you really shouldn't do, but you know how when the needle goes in a little bit wrong? I was, no!
And you said fudge.
Yes. Uh-huh. But then something happened halfway through this. Then they leave you in there. Then they make you look like Hellraiser.
Yes.
They were in my face, and then they leave you in there.
That's the point of acupuncture.
They leave you there for like 20 minutes, half an hour.
But something went awry. I don't know what happened, but I started to seize up where the needles were.
I remember the last time I had acupuncture, I thought, what if there's an earthquake right now? I am screwed.
Anyway, but so I literally did try to yell for him, but you're kind of weak because it's, you know, it kind of knocks you out. So I really was like,
help mommy.
That's what I said. I said, help mommy. And I was,
help mommy.
I was trying to get off the table, but I was too
weak.
That
sounds like cat acupuncture, but.
Hey! See what you did there?
They said not to cat stick their claws in you in specific meridians.
Cats does that to you for free.
Yeah, I know. Every day, every night.
Anyway, this could have been me out of Bellingham, Washington. Police in Bellingham say an acupuncture patient called 911 for assistance after she says clinic workers apparently forgot about her and locked up the office and left.
Oh!
That's what horrible. I'm afraid of. I'm like, they're going to leave me here with the needles in me.
Yeah, I had, last time I had acupuncture, there was a needle stuck right in my stomach muscles, and I just lifted my head a little bit to see what was going on, and I ripped something, and I was, like, hemorrhaging for weeks.
That's not fun.
That doesn't seem like that was
not a little squeamish about the acupuncture now.
I don't blame you.
Could you take your organ out for me, please, Chris? We have yet another, this is one of my favorite headlines. From where, FARC?
Yeah, FARC.com.
Local pastor who is definitely not gay is upset about pornographic men's underwear packaging. Again, not gay.
I am offended by these bulges on the packages. The packaging of the packages, if you will. I just feel compelled to rip them off and see what's in there. That's an actual... I had to get on my knees and pray about it.
Not gay.
Again.
I love my wife.
Not gay. That guy. In Cullman, Alabama.
We don't have to debate about homosexuality.
No. Okay. And if you don't believe him he's not gay, then you know.
And I'll tell you why I can't put up with you people.
You know what you
because of your bastard people.
A local pastor's complained about a brand of underwear being sold with pornographic pictures on the packaging at the Cullman Walmart. Reportedly led to a recall of the product. Frank Boren, pastor of the New Hope Christian Center Church of God. Wow, that's a lot. I wanted to make sure you knew that was a
double Christians.
Really,
Christian Church of God and Jesus and all the saints and apostles in a real Christian sort of way.
God and Christian and everything in there. He said, I was in there shopping for some underwear one day and looked at the men's pictures on the packaging.
For hours and hours, I looked at the men's packaging.
Right.
This is what? Disgusting.
Well, at least we know one
stood
hand.
There for hours until it really sucked in how disgusting it was.
I wonder if he had one hand free.
On a few of the packages, they were very pornographic in the way they were dressed in skimpy underwear. So I went to the manager.
And another was smoking a cigarette.
Yes.
And asked her if she thought it was inappropriate to be displayed. And to torture people that
so
just innocent ministers that
look
wander in there.
Look how inappropriate
it
is.
Oh, I hate you.
I just hate you. I hate your ass face.
I'm going to have to confiscate all these packages.
Taking them home so that someone's going to think of the children. I'm taking them home to my... I've got a...
Oh, somebody please think of the children.
I just picture him running out of the Walmart like with the Grinch's sled full of
hopefully
underwear
he's not
packages.
Thinking about the children.
I'm taking them all.
With his dog Max pulling it.
Yeah.
With one antler tied to his head.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go to. I'm gonna buy every underwear package in Alabama to protect innocent people. Okay. Thank you for that story. Again, did we mention not gay? Okay.
Yeah, that adds to the name of the church. The extra super duper Christian, godlike Church of God, not gay Christian.
Not gay Christian, Christian super, God, Church Jesus of God, and lots church. Of God, and extra God with Christ now.
With Godberries.
With Ann Retson. Okay.
Which, as Hal points out, is blue dye.
It's blue dye. That's what Retson is.
Julie in Seattle writes, Dear Steph, since the GOP can't be bothered with the specifics on how they'd run things in the unlikely event Americans are misguided and forgetful enough to put them back in charge, the DNC is doing it for them. Did you see the fine Americans have put together the 10-point 2010 Republican Tea Party contract with America? This is what they'll be doing for you. Number one, repeal health insurance reform. Number two, privatize Social Security or get rid of it. And Medicare, number three. Number four, extend the Bush tax bait breaks for richy rich bastard people into infinity. Number five, repeal Wall Street reform. Six, protect BP and anyone other outfit causing environmental catastrophe. Abolish the Department of Education, abolish the Department of Energy, abolish the EPA, and repeal the 17th Amendment, the direct election of senators. Okay, so that's what they're going to do for you. And yes, we will play the Anthony Weiner audio again later in the hour because it is awesome. That's the kind of passion we need. Yeah. That's the kind of yes, we can passion that we need.
I'm glad he's on our side.
Ooh, I'll say.
Yeah.
Zoinks.
That's what Winston Churchill said about Claire Chennault, who led the Flying Tigers, who's a tough old bastard. And
I'm glad that man is on our side.
Yes.
And now another edition of I'm not meaning to offend anybody, but cats are trying to kill you, seriously.
What?
What? Huh? Hey! Wait.
Did Jazz just say he was doing acupuncture when he does that?
Well, now that his little friend has left,
mm-hmm.
He's gone back to attacking me.
Yeah.
We should get him another brother or sister to play.
I'm not entirely sure my apartment complex allows that.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
In Banks, Oregon, it's the Toonsis the Driving Cat story. Oregon State Police have taken the unusual step of issuing a missing cat alert for a feline that caused a car crash, escaped from a smashed SUV, and vanished. She's fine. Brittany Spady rolled her Ford Explorer when her cat Callista crawled between the brake and the gas pedals.
That's why you should not have them.
You should have them in a carrier.
Yes.
Well, funny you should mention that. Brittany says the cat refuses to travel in a carrier.
Okay.
And you know, Chris, you don't want to make a cat do something that it doesn't want to do.
Yes, I know that.
Well, there's certain carriers. You just stand them on the end and open one side.
Yeah.
And kind of drop them in there.
Yeah.
And zip it shut really quickly.
Yeah. Although,
so. I have a friend that her cat won't go in the carrier either. It's like, forget it. It's like trying to give them a bath. It's no. It's like a cartoon.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
It means I'm going to the vet. No! 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 No!
It's like trying to get a Republican to vote for something that'll help America.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But you can't. It's trying to get them to.
Although, when I moved Jazz from my place to your house, when
uh-huh.
I, you know.
Yes.
When you were squatting?
Yeah, exactly. Jazz managed to get out of the carrier and start crawling around the car.
Wow.
Trying to claw out the windows.
See?
Yeah.
You could have. That could have been another Toonsis story.
Absolutely.
You could have gone right off Mulholland.
How can you work a zipper with claws?
What?
Wow. How can you work a zipper with claws?
And now?
One of those things with a latch on it.
Mm-hmm.
Now? Story about a bear.
Oh.
Okay. You know, I don't know why you...
Is this the animal stack?
Yeah, I'm done. It's Friday. It's the Friday fun stack.
Yay!
This is in New Hampshire. This is an animal story. A black bear walked into a New Hampshire house through an open door, ate two pears, a bunch of grapes, took a drink from the family fishbowl, grabbed a stuffed bear on its way out, and left.
Oh,
I hope it was a Vermont teddy bear, and I hope he kept Stephanie in the box.
Oh, it was a New Hampshire teddy bear.
But it could have been a Vermont teddy bear. And if so, I certainly hoped he typed
Stephanie Miller
in the box at checkout. Thank you.
He just wanted his own personal boo-boo.
Yeah.
Hi, boo-boo.
She and shot that. Me, Yogi. Cold. So cold.
All right, the no best. Actual cartoon animals were killed in the making of this comedy bit.
The best comedy bit that Jim has done ever.
Yogi, I'm so cold, quoted.
Sarah Palin shot Boo-Boo.
When Sarah Palin shot Boo-Boo.
And
yes.
And then I had Yogi maul Sarah Palin, so, fair play. Turnabout was fair play.
Yay. All right, 18 minutes.
It's what bears do.
18 minutes after the hour. Back with the Shirley Sherrod lawsuit, celebrity stack, and much more as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, I just snarfed oatmeal out my nose. It must be the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Well, what happened to Sheena Easton?
She lives in the Stephanie Miller Show. 24 minutes after the
Pretty
hour.
Pretty much the only radio station that will play her anymore.
1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Will in San Luis Obispo.
Morning, Jim. By the way, my ex-father-in-law was a minister, and he had a pornography file, and I asked him why, and he said he wanted to keep track of how bad it was getting.
Sure.
By the way, apparently the new iPhone, people have already figured out how to do iPorn, an iPorn app. Where there is iPhone, there is an iPorn.
That ought to double the sales. I'm calling from the first city in the United States to ban smoking in bars. And that's
Woo! Go San Luis Obispo! I always felt bad for the cheerleaders at California Polytechnic Institute at San Luis Obispo. That's hard to get into a chant.
It is. And I'll tell you, the canard that it is going to hurt business is a joke. Business improved in all of our businesses here that banned smoking. And, by the way, we just recently passed a ban on smoking on city sidewalks.
Well, that's because you're a hippy-dippy California town that believes in everything done to Enya music.
Yeah, and we don't want to share your carcinogens, you guys. Keep them to yourself.
All right, thank you. We will. We'll keep them. Steve in Long Island. Hello, Steve.
Hi, all. Listen. There's a show on Showtime called BS with Penn and Teller.
Right. Yeah. We've had Penn Jillette on talking about it.
Absolutely. They did secondhand smoke. Guess what? It's BS. Parts per billion for oxygen.
Oh, please, with your libertarian
claptrap.
Wait a minute. You cut him off before he could explain.
I understand. It's a libertarian claptrap. Yep. I'm on Larry King every other night with Penn Jillette.
You cut him off like mid-sentence, though.
I did. Whatever, secondhand. So he went to the same university as Philip Morris.
It depends on the concentration. You know,
it really does.
It's different if you're outside on the sidewalk or if you're in a packed room with 100 smokers with no ventilation.
And by the way, Jim got an email about you. You're not allowed to talk about smoking issues until the nicotine leaves your system in like 10 or 15 years.
Yeah, one of our listeners said, I hear Chris stopped smoking a few months ago. He's still addicted to nicotine. When it comes to a discussion of nicotine delivery systems, we can't listen to him until the nicotine stops talking perhaps 10 or 15 years from now. When he stops dreaming about smoking and is indifferent to the smokers out the back door, he can start thinking about the appropriateness of public smoking. It's
all
nicotine
right.
addiction. That's
that makes no sense.
Sure
see,
does.
That's the nicotine talking.
I don't dream about smoking.
No, right.
You don't
right.
remember dreaming about
smoking. Right. Okay, yeah, you know what's going on inside my head, Jim.
All right, former Agriculture Department official Shirley Sherrod announced Tuesday she intends to sue Andrew Breitbart.
Yay!
Hooray, Shirley Sherrod.
I wish he had come here today, because I really would like to talk to him. Andrew Breitbart, and Don has been trying to help me figure out how to say this name each time because I keep forgetting. But he had to know that he was targeting me. Now, whether he was also trying to target the NAACP, he had to know that he was targeting me. And at this point, you know, he hasn't apologized. I don't want it at this point. And he'll definitely hear from me.
Yeah, see, I don't think, Jim, this would have gone this far. If he just would have had some shred of decency and apologize.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, he certainly doesn't seem litigious. It's just, this guy,
he
keeps doubling down on the lies. Did you see yesterday? He said, I was trying to show the racism at NAACP because they cheered. They didn't.
No.
It's patently untrue.
And he's trying to say that the woman who called in, that's just, how do we know?
Well,
how
why
do
don't you,
really
this
hurt?
Is the thing about journalism that kills me. When they have, I think he was actually even on NBC, and he said this, why don't they have the tape ready, roll it?
Mm-hmm.
When she said the thing that appeared the most racist, really, where is the cheering on the tape, Andrew? Where's do you hear one clap? Do you hear one anything? No.
Yeah, I
complete
heard it.
Lie.
You didn't hear it.
Yes.
You're the one who's just ignorant.
President Obama, yes.
Now, many are to blame for the reaction and overreaction that followed these comments, including my own administration. And what I said to Shirley was that the full story she was trying to tell, a story about overcoming our own biases and recognizing ourselves and folks who on the surface seem different, is exactly the kind of story we need to hear in America.
By the way, Sherrod said something important. She said it was not all media, it was Fox. I don't want to be interviewed by Fox. I refuse to be interviewed by Fox. Good for her, because that's the other thing, you know, is Fox, of course, as usual, they took only the whatever looked would make her look the worst, that 8 seconds, and that's what people saw 24-7. Mm-hmm. 29, and then I'm sure that was a complete accident, 29 minutes after the hour. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
A well-known whore?
Well. Oh, that's just the press release.
34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll-free from anywhere. How could I be expected to hold it together? Well, what? We're on American Idol Red Alert out here in Hollywood. We'll be back with all the latest breaking. What's happening? The show's imploding. Ellen DeGeneres left, and then the breaking news this morning is that Carlo, what's her name?
Cara DiGuardi. Oh,
Cara. Cara.
DiGiardia. No.
Listen, I've never recovered from Paula's departure. There's only one thing to do now. You have to bring Paula Abdul back with that cartoon cat.
MC Scat Cat.
That's what I think. Paula, Paula, Paula. All right, I'll do it.
Apparently, Kara was fired.
She was fired.
You're fired.
A source tells Us Magazine Jennifer Lopez has been hired, and Aerosmith frontman Steven Tyler will likely replace Simon Cowell.
Steve, what? Come on.
And they're going to go back to a 3-judge panel.
Good. They need to.
I was hoping it'd just be Randy Jackson.
And then it would be a little pitchy. Dog.
All right.
We will be
the Randy Jackson show.
Yeah. How you feeling? I don't know. It's pitchy. That's all I got.
All right, let's go to Mike in Chicago. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mike.
Hey, everyone. I'm wondering, maybe you guys know, do you remember when Obama first came into office and everyone wanted him to go after the Bush administration?
Yes.
And the Republicans, all they kept saying was, we can't do this. We're in the middle of a financial meltdown. We don't have time for this. And now all of a sudden it's okay with Michelle Crazy Bachman and Daryl Issa, and no one's brought this up.
Yeah.
No one's even...
Oh, no, she said, I think that's all we should do is issue
investigations.
How about that?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, you said Ellen DeGeneres quit because she's too non-judgmental to be a judge.
Yeah, she couldn't
you
say
have to
anything,
be judgmental to be a judge.
She couldn't say anything bad about people, so that's why she quit. Well, that's the
they
public.
Should hire one of us. We enjoy telling each other we're asshats.
Yeah.
Because I want you to grow and do better.
Is that why? And I call
and
you a C-word because I want you to grow.
Stick. You need to overcome your nicotine addiction.
All right.
Thanks for being so supportive in my quitting smoking, Jim.
All right. The president talking about about racism and the...
We should all make more of an effort to discuss with one another in a truthful and mature and responsible way the divides that still exist. The discrimination that's still out there. The prejudices that still hold us back.
Did someone just yell audio while the president was speaking?
Some lady.
Some technician. Probably.
That was ill-timed.
In front of a live mic.
All right.
Hot mic.
Shh. All right.
If the world saw me as African-American, then that wasn't something that I needed to run away from. That's something that I could go ahead and embrace. There's still kind of a reptilian side of our brain. Right? Part of our brain that if somebody looks different, or sounds different, that there's a part of us that is cautious.
It's reptile brain. He's
the
talking.
R complex, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the V complex.
Exactly. That's Cindy McCain.
Yeah.
Let's unhinge Cindy McCain's jaw and ask her what she thinks.
Well, I think that...
See if she drools when you put a gerbil down in front of her.
All right, we're getting silly.
Stop this sketch.
Speaking in a completely unrelated story about racism, Governor Jan Brewer of Arizona, who does look like Brenda Vaccaro, fell down and spent the night in a ditch. Someone said that yesterday. Not me. I apologize
for
repeating
it. But you just said it now.
I apologize for repeating it.
Uh-huh.
She looks like she's begun to turn. She filed an appeal with the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals after a federal judge blocked a key portion of her state's immigration law. She said America is not going to sit back and allow the ongoing federal failures to continue. We're a nation of laws, and we believe they need to be enforced. Hey, you know what our number one law is? The Constitution. You might want to check it out. Because what you did, not so constitutional.
And now I've been told by a federal judge and by the federal government that they're just not going to enforce their laws.
No, that's not what they said. Robert Gibbs, White House press secretary.
It is the president's sincere hope that out of this decision and out of the understandable frustration of those that are dealing with this problem locally each and every day, that we can make real progress on dealing with this tough issue.
Yeah. Well, good luck when you've got the Republicans blocking loans for small businesses and even helping people that got sick at Ground Zero, which, by the way, we will play the awesome Anthony Weiner video, or excuse me, audio from the House floor yesterday. You've got to hear this. It's exactly what we're missing.
Well, no one was forcing him to go down there and help out. That was their
choice. They had allergies, like everyone gets in New York this time of year.
Representative Peter King is a giant asshat.
The Republicans are calling it an entitlement program to help the Ground Zero workers that got sick.
And Peter King should know better. He had constituents dying on 9/11. He really should know better.
All right, now you made me want to play it now. I can't wait. I'm not good at this teasing thing. I'm like a kid at Christmas. I'm like, okay, I want it now.
We'll tell you some great American Idol news. Okay, I'll read it now.
I didn't even wait for Celebrity Stack. I did premature Celebrity Stack, and now I am premature Wiener.
Uh-huh. What?
This is exactly what's missing in our politics today. Is he just, you know, it's this passion that I hope people understand what's at stake in the midterms. I mean, literally, you'd think there is something that is beyond the pale for Republicans, and apparently it's not. They are blocked health care for Ground Zero workers that got sick, digging their fellow Americans out of the rubble. So this was Anthony Weiner on the House floor yesterday.
The gentleman from New York is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I yield 1 minute to the distinguished gentleman from New York, Mr. Weiner.
The gentleman's recognized.
Great courage to wait until all members have already spoken and then stand up and wrap your arms around procedure. We see it in the United States Senate every single day where members say, we want amendments, we want debate, we want amendments, but we're still a no. And then we stand up and say, oh, if only we had a different process, we'd vote yes. You vote yes if you believe yes. You vote in favor of something if you believe it's the right thing. If you believe it's the wrong thing, you vote no. We are following a procedure. I will not yield to the gentleman, and the gentleman will observe regular order. The gentleman will observe regular order. Gentleman thinks that if he gets up and yells at him, he's going to intimidate people into believing he's right. He is wrong. The gentleman is wrong. The gentleman is providing cover for his colleagues rather than doing the right thing. It's Republicans wrapping their arms around Republicans rather than doing the right thing on behalf of the heroes. It is a shame. A shame. If you believe this is a bad idea to provide health care, then vote no. But don't give me the cowardly view that, if it was a different procedure, the gentleman will observe regular order and sit down. I will not. The gentleman will sit. The gentleman is correct in sitting. I will not.
Despite obviously not in order.
General suspend.
I will not stand here.
Gentleman is recognized.
And listen to my colleagues say, if only I had a different procedure that allows us to stall, and then vote no. Instead of standing up and defending your colleagues and voting no on this humane bill, you should urge them to vote yes, something the gentleman has not done.
Wow.
All right, Lori in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Lori.
Hi. I want to talk about Russian interjecting, to his comment about President Obama interjecting some estrogen onto the View. Yes. My opinion is I don't think someone like Limbaugh, remember his Mr. Bouncy Bouncy video?
Yes.
I don't think someone like Limbaugh, who bounced around his man boobs in front of his adoring dittohead friends like Richard Speck in a prison video, should really talk about estrogen.
Exactly. Thank you, Lori. Dina in Toledo, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome, Dina.
Hi, thanks. First of all, Anthony Weiner is awesome. I'm gay, but I think I want him now.
Yes, go ahead.
I kind of agree with Chris on the smoking in public places thing, but at the same time, I do want my government to regulate certain businesses, and I guess it ends up becoming sort of an all-or-nothing thing. We can't
right.
ask our government to step in certain the situations we would like them to. I think it's got to be all-or-nothing.
Dina, someone sent me a really good idea. You know how we have liquor licenses for businesses that sell and serve liquor? Why don't we have smoking licenses for businesses that choose to have smokers visit them?
Cigar
yeah,
bars.
I can totally go with that.
Yeah, I think that's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, great idea.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Dina. Jim, sadly, I'm not sure there's going to be much longer for you to say Charlie Rangel.
Charlie Rangel?
Oh, dear.
Charlie Rangel.
We maybe our 8-year-old Charlie Rangel imitator may be out of business.
Charlie Rangel screwed the pooch?
A little bit. Did you see him?
Yeah, it was sad. I mean, the guy is a war hero. He's been, certainly he's done so much great work, and it's always sad. Like, you just don't know whether they get in so long and they don't, pay attention to the rules the way they should.
Yeah, they forget about the rules of society when they get into that bubble.
I just wish they'd nip this in the bud instead of waiting till election time.
Yeah.
Just before the election he's going to be.
And a Health Ethics Report say that Charlie Rangel violated 13 ethics and federal regulations covering public officials, including pressuring lobbyists and corporations to cough up money for a New York college building bearing his name. Charlie Rangel yesterday.
60 years ago. I survived a Chinese attack in North Korea. And as a result, I wrote a book that, having survived that I hadn't had a bad day since. Today, I have to reassess that statement. Thank you.
And his body language was just really dejected and not the Charlie Rangel we're used to seeing. It was very, very sad.
But it sounds like the things that he's said to have done were just like par for the course for Republicans.
Yeah, and of course, they're this big, like, oh, well, then Nancy Pelosi says she's going to drain the swamp. It's like, you can't even vaguely compare this to when Tom DeLay and the Abramoff scandal, when it was all of them, and it was, I think, as she said, it was a criminal syndicate was being run out of the Republican leader's office.
But still, ethics violations should not be tolerated.
Right, which is why,
just the timing of it is.
Yeah, the timing of it is
extremely
awful.
Unfortunate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Democrat Zoe Lofgren of California.
As members of the adjudicatory subcommittee, we are neither accusers nor are we defenders of our colleague, Mr. Rangel. Our job is to act impartially as finders of fact and law.
And Nancy Pelosi yesterday talking about the investigation.
The chips will have to fall where they may politically, but upholding the highest ethical standard is a top priority for us.
Well, yeah, that's the difference.
The
Republicans do anything to keep these guys in power. Yeah. At least the Democrats, they're going forward, obviously, with the investigation.
That's what makes us the good guys and them the bad guys.
All right. 46 minutes after the hour, we have crunchy audio goodness from The View that the president was on yesterday, and much more in Celebrity Stack as we continue on The Stephanie Miller Show.
A perpetual motion machine, endlessly satisfying every human need.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, baby, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. 51 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere to join the party. Jim Ward, to send a shout out.
Before I forget or run out of time, I'd like to thank Shano. Shano with his wonderful show, Funked in the Head. That's Funked with an N.
Yes.
FCC, if you're listening. And the lovely Danielle, the left neck chick, meaning
Shano is the maker of all of our montages.
A progressive redneck.
Most of our montages.
Yes.
Ken and Cleveland put together a fair amount too.
Indeed.
But I got to do all my conspiracy rants, and it was great.
Awesome.
It was fantastic.
Awesome.
And where can one find that podcast, Jim?
Oh, I'm glad you asked.
He doesn't know.
I'll get back to you.
Shane-O.com.
Okay.
All right, there you go. Thank you, Shano. All right. Oh, don't forget the wildly popular new feature Mondays with McClurg on Monday.
That's right.
Edie McClurg joins us live in studio until I don't feel like doing it anymore.
Can we get her to say, oh, Jim, you're so cute? I love that.
It is seriously wildly popular. I got a boatload of mail.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll see if Aisha Tyler makes good on her threat to do Tuesdays with Tyler with us.
Mm, we'll see. Right. People often say things to you in the green room that they
just
really,
to get rid of me.
They really don't mean it.
If I recuse myself from the room, she might show up. But I don't think she
exactly.
Now that you've seen those pictures of her.
And, of course, Rude, our regular Monday pals, Rude Pundit and Eric Bullard of Media Matters, will co-host Right Wing World. Oh, and by the way, please send your thoughts and prayers out to John Fugelsang, who is not here today because his dad is really not doing well. He's been dealing with that for quite some time. He's down in Florida with his parents. And so we love you, John.
We love you, John.
All right, the president on The View yesterday. I thought, you know, I always think one thing, Jim, and that is he's funny. He's funny. I like him.
Should Snooki run as mayor of Wasilla?
I gotta admit, I don't know who Snooki is.
You don't?
That's the best news I've heard in how long. Thank God he's not watching reality television.
And he dealt very well with Elizabeth Hasselbeck's...
did you? I mean, seriously, how do they allow her to ask questions? She challenged Obama to stop using the term save jobs to describe the jobs his administration says would have been lost if not for its policies. Obama replied his administration has actually helped create new jobs and save jobs. And by the way,
You are an idiot.
He didn't say that.
No, I did, though. Can you imagine of all the things he has to do? He has to answer questions from Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
I have something I printed off the
internet. Mr. President, I am qualified to ask you a question because I ate a bug on television and that's how I got this job. I don't get it. I don't get it. How do they save jobs? How do you?
What does that mean?
What? How can you save a job? I don't. What?
Yeah, like put it in a piggy bank?
She doesn't know what to say unless Sean Hannity says it in her ear first. Bless
and
her
he's
heart.
Listening to Mark Levin, so it's like a game of telephone.
Oh, good God. So by the time it gets to Elizabeth, it's just completely
it's really nuts.
Unrecognizable dreck.
Mr. President, how long have you been a communist flargenhagen? What?
That's not what I said.
What? Flargenpeak?
Why don't you listen?
What?
All right. This is what the president needs. A Jersey Shore glossary can help you prep for season two.
Oh, which debuted last night.
Yes. Are the only words you know from Jersey Shore lore, Snooki in situation? If so, you may need some help on your...
Computer says no.
I've never watched it.
I just saw a recent picture of Snooki because of this whole thing.
It's yes.
Like, oh my God, she does look like the guy from Saturday Night Live.
She looks like she looks like an Oompa Loompa.
An Oompa Loompa. She is. She's an Oompa Loompa.
Because she's so orange. Yeah.
And it's hard to believe that there would ever be a woman with happy bags that big that Jim Ward was not attracted to.
Oh.
But there you go. She can pull it off.
Oh. Oh.
Ah. All right. Oh, poor Sandra Bullock, for God's sakes. She is, you know, she's a New Orleans resident.
Mm-hmm.
She has severed her involvement in the campaign to call attention to the BP spill after learning from the Huffington Post that it was a greenwashing effort by the oil industry.
Bastards.
First, she's soiled by what's his name?
Yeah.
Jesse James, and now by BP, for God's sakes. Unbeknownst to Bullock, American's Wetland Foundation? It's one of those really. It's brought to you actually by Shell Oil.
Oil is wet, so technically they're still wetlands.
Exactly. For those of you that have been concerned about Lindsay Lohan, and God knows I have, not since Nelson Mandela's imprisonment have we been so concerned. Her lawyer would like to know that she is eating Twizzlers and creating art in jail.
Is that what she calls it?
She's expected to be released August 1st or 2nd, so, you know, it's really...
It's a tragedy.
She has turned to Twizzlers to get her through her prison stay. Her lawyer said she's good, she's eating some Twizzlers. She looks gorgeous, writing a lot. She's creating art. You know, whatever she's creating, I'm guessing...
Computer says no.
It's not art.
Hmm.
Would not be considered art, whatever it is.
I don't think
great art has ever been created while eating Twizzlers. I'm just going to say. War and Peace? I don't think so.
No. Jackson Pollock painted while having a Twizzler.
I don't think so.
No?
No.
All right.
Actually, he used Twizzlers in his art.
Demi Moore has gone from the Master Cleanse Detox Program to the Clean Program. Oh, dear.
And the difference is?
I don't. She responded to someone on Twitter who asked her how long she lasted on the Master Cleanse. That's just water with lemon juice, maple syrup, and cayenne pepper. She lasted 4 days, but now she's on the something else, the Turbo Clean program, something.
I want those injections that Drew Carey's been getting.
I was just going to say, Drew Carey has lost 70 pounds.
And
have
now
you seen him?
Larry King.
He's going to get the job now instead of me.
Yeah.
He really does look like Larry King.
But the initial thing was he said he got these magical shots from a doctor, and now suddenly that's been expunged.
No, he says it's just eating and working
diet
out.
Diet and exercise. Diet and exercise. You are getting sleepy. Diet and exercise.
Just diet and exercise.
Uh-huh. The diet and exercise industry.
Isn't
got
that
to
what
him.
Who is it? Star Jones said for quite some time.
Yeah.
Until she finally admitted that she got her stomach stapled.
Okay. Yeah. How did those get in there? There's staples in my stomach.
I fell on an office supply store.
And when she falls on an office supply store, she falls on one.
Yeah.
What?
All right. Now I don't really have time for the weird. Diana Ross's niece claims she's Michael Jackson's daughter story, but I'll get to that Monday because it's, okay. I think we all remember what a stud Michael was. I believe it. That's it for us. I'd like, and Shimon. I'd like to thank executive producer, engineer, boy toy, Crystal Boy, voice deity, Jim Ward, associate producer, Rebecca Taylor. We'll see you Monday on The Stephanie Miller Show.